time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru here. The team of Nick and Nick, here we are, rocking and rolling into 2023. Nick, our second year of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got this is our second winter, too. So we got a second go-around through one season. We'll get a full go-around through all three this year.
Starting to put some miles on the engine for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
And some good news, some great news coming out of the Valley here. The Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. That's what our show was dedicated to last week. And it pretty much will run the gamut again, Nick. It'll be dedicated this week to the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. That 8-team tournament for boys and girls that took place in between Christmas and New Year's. A real who's who of area basketball greatness. And our two Merrimack Valley teams coming out on top, holding serve in their home court at Merrimack College. It was Lawrence boys basketball beating Beverly in the final. This is the 47th Commonwealth tournament. Andover beating North Andover in the girls final. So Andover girls, Lawrence boys are your champs. First title for Andover girls, Nick, since 2016.
Oh, nice.
And the third straight for Lawrence. They won this thing 3 in a row. Now, they didn't have it for the last 2 years.
Yeah, still, that's still impressive. That still counts 3 in a row.
Yeah, and we're going
to
have...
Glad to see we did not jinx Alan Habino and his squad like we jinxed all the rest of our guests in last week's shows.
And we're going to have Lawrence boys basketball coach after the break talk about his team. And then they're getting a lot of hype and they're living up to it so far. You got to love it. 82-57 win over Beverly, and Beverly, our friends from the North Shore, not a slouch team for sure. Marius Cannery led the Lancers, third straight Christmas championship, and leading the way for Andover was MVP of the tournament, Anna Foley. 13 points in the 57-32 win over North Andover. Nick, we are going to step out of the way right now because we're going to get to our one and only guest after the break.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Why listen to us when you can listen to it right from the horse's
mouth?
Exactly.
The guy who was right there and saw all the winning himself.
And the guy who is also 8-0 now as a coach in the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. 8-1 as a player back in the day.
Oh, really? Oh,
16 nice. And 1 overall. We'll ask him about that. We'll open up with that. What do you think? Well, let's ask him his one loss, who that was to.
I bet he remembers.
Yeah. Lawrence boys basketball coach after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here, back with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Jesus Moose Moore, coach of the red smoking hot Lawrence boys basketball team. What's going on, coach?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Again, red hot off of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic tourney victory, third in a row. You're like the GOAT coach of the Commonwealth Motors Classic. You're 8-0 as a coach, 8-1 as a player, as I've read. We got to start there. Who'd you lose to in this tournament as a player?
Central Catholic, my junior year. We were up a good amount, and they came back, and I think they routed us. They had a really good team. I think they went to they won the North or went to the North that year.
Absolutely.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
Well, Coach, bring us to this year's tournament. I mean, obviously, two impressive wins to finish Central Catholic and then Beverly in the finals. I mean, that's a tough tournament field there. To get through that, I had to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that sometimes you can take not winning for granted, but, you know, you take all the little things for granted. And I think we had we struggled last year. And I think, you know, just not taking anything for granted this year, and all the little things are important to us. And, you know, anytime you can get a win, especially quality wins, it's important. And, you know, our kids are focused and locked in right now. So, it's great. And it helps that, you know, we had some amazing crowds, man. They're such a good tournament. Being at Merrimack it helped boost us.
Yeah. We're here with Coach Moore of Lawrence Boys Basketball. And Coach, I love the backdrop. You're actually you just finished a shootout. This, the recording is Tuesday morning. You're at Lawrence High, right? With the balls going in the back. This is like the perfect basketball coach interview. You got dribbling going on in the back. So I love it.
I'll give you guys a look.
Yeah, we're taking a look now. We're seeing all the kids. Is that your team?
Yeah, it's my team. They're just getting through their post shoot around stretch.
So. Okay, if we're still going, maybe bring one of them, one random kid over. We get a few words from him. Yeah, for definitely. Sure. Definitely. For sure. That'll be fun. But about the kids, I mean, I'm looking at the box score from that 82-57 win over Beverly, and the phrase that comes to mind is like death by a thousand cuts. And you guys just had such balance there. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm saying these names wrong, but Marius Cannery, 7-2-16. Sebastian Silverio, 8 points. Ryan Grunon?
Grunon.
4-1.
Cannery and Grunon.
Yeah, 4-1-13 for Grunon. You pronounce Isaiah's last name.
Ogumbare,
6-3-15. Yeah. Jonathan Ocasio, 3-2-10. I mean, it never stops. I mean, this was like, you know, no guy had more than 16 that day.
Yeah, and we didn't even, you know, one of our best guys didn't even play well. It was in foul trouble a game. Danny Reyes, who the game before had 22 or 24 for us. Mm. So I think it's just a testament to our group. Our boys put in an absurd amount of work throughout the off season, I think, together. And I think what helps that balance is our unselfishness and our, you know, them sacrificing for each other. So, you know, I think it just, you know, one night you're going to see five names and the next night might be five different names. Like, you know, we have a senior who just came back to us after a 2-year hiatus in Nasai Perez, and no one knew who he was. And after this tournament, people were like, who's that guy off the bench? You know, I think he had 14 in the semis and he had like 12 in the first round. And, just a testament. We got a lot of guys that can play. I'm fortunate enough to. And then we're fortunate enough to play a style that allows us to play that many players. So.
I was going to say, that was my next question. Take us to your style of play. I'm assuming you guys are more of an up-tempo type of team.
Excuse me. Yeah, big time up-tempo. We want to pressure guys and hopefully force, you know, a lot of turnovers. We want more possessions in the game. We want to push an offense. We want to play downhill. We want to play at a fast pace. We practice at a fast pace. And we have some really good athletes, and I think that's when we're at our best, you know. You don't really want to – we can play a half-court game this year, especially we got some guys, but we want to play fast. I think that's – we're strength in numbers with us, and I think the more guys we can get in and contributing, the better we are as a team. You know, other people have different philosophies, but I think for us, that's just the way we play.
Yeah. Coach, you know, I know a lot of the players go year to year, and they just think about the year that is. But as a coach, you always have your eye on the program, you know, going forward. And last year, 7-13. And this year, so much hype about being one of the best teams in the state. What happened in the offseason that, you know, gave you guys so much hype and you're living up to it? Because there is no bigger tournament early in the season to test, you know, where you guys are at. And you won the thing. You won the Commonwealth Motors Classic. So how does that translate? A 7-13 team comes into the season as one of the most hyped in the state.
I think it was like a perfect storm of a lot of things last year. I think that, number one, I think the state was really, the good teams were really senior heavy. And you saw that with those teams that made late runs and that were really good all year. They were led by a lot of seniors or upperclassmen who were, you know, bigger, stronger, really good teams last year. Especially in our league, you know, Andover and the Central had McKenzie, and you know, and even teams like Drake had 10 seniors, had 11 guys, and, you know what I mean. So we were fairly young, a lot of juniors, sophomores, freshmen. I only played one senior last year, and we didn't have a COVID season. So last year, I didn't have one player who had varsity experience. And I think it really hurt us. And our kids really didn't understand what it really, people were like, oh, you know, it's basketball, blah, blah, blah. But people don't really understand how much work goes in and how, you know, all the little things you have to do to just win a varsity game, period. And then alone to be a good team. So I think we went through a learning curve, and I think our kids took them a long time to buy in to what we were preaching and doing. And not that they didn't work hard and not that they didn't listen. It's just like a full buy-in, you know? And I think that we learned a lot of lessons, and I think that they thought it was just going to happen, you know? And it didn't. And I think the best thing that happened was us not make the tournament, because we kept saying, you know, we had some good wins. We had a lot of bad losses. We lost 10 out of 13 were like single-digit losses. I think like 6 points or less. I think like 5 of them were like 3 or less. I'd have to double check, but you know what I mean? And we went through a lot of growing pains, and I think our kids just came in the spring, so the things they were doing and everything they did was together, and everything they did were the things we were preaching. And I think, you know, they put in so much time and work, and they're just seeing the fruit of their labor now, you know? So I feel like, you know, as before I was, you know, we were fighting with kids to like, just to do, try things our way, you know, instead of the way that they're used to. And now it's like, you know, we say something and it's like, you know, 17 guys are like, all right, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. So we're like, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, the best team I've ever been around, like team, like group, you know what I mean? Group of kids that are just bought into each other, sacrifice for each other. You know, it's hard to do with teenage boys, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sacrificing. And we know at that age, your ego is...
they have opinions.
You know what I mean? So it's just, it's amazing to see. And I'm hoping we could just continue to ride it. continue to build and get better. You know, I don't want to plateau now. I think in years past, we've like, oh, we won a Christmas tournament. And it's like, we kind of just are up and down after that. And I'm hoping that we just continue that in building and building, and hopefully can make a really strong run this year.
Yeah. And coach, like we said earlier, you're in the Lawrence gym. Boys got a day off, so they did a shoot around today. Is it worthy? Is it a good idea to bring some of them over? Maybe the captains. What do you think?
Sure. I'm always Toby.
I love this. This is like real time interview Toby scheduling. All right. We got some of the players as promised here in our little pause. We're back. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. All right, guys, let's go one by one. Introduce yourselves. Tell me your role on the team and what you think's working so far for Lawrence boys basketball.
So my name is Danny. My name is Danny Reyes. I'm the guard at Lawrence High School, and I'm number one. And my role is to get the team going.
Nice. Kind of be that spark plug, right?
Yeah. To get everybody going on the team.
All right, cool. Pass it off to your next teammate.
My name is Isaiah Toby Ogun Barry. I'm a forward for the team, and I feel like my role within the team is just to bring the energy, hold it down low on the page too. And yeah, that's pretty much what I.
Nice. What do you think's going well so far, Isaiah? For the
my
team?
Name is Brian.
Oh, go ahead.
Number
go
four.
Ahead,
my team. What I do on the team: shoot, defend, bring energy. Yeah,
nice. What was your last name, bud?
All right. My name is Marius Canary, and I'm a guard. And I just think my role on the team is to play defense, get up the floor, and just be aggressive and get my teammates going.
Nice. All right, cool.
My name is Braylon Castillo. I'm another guard on the team. I feel like my role on the squad is playing defense, getting extra possession from my teams, just being the dog on the court.
Sweet. All right, fellas. Hey, enjoy your day off. Good to see you guys working out there. Appreciate you coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. You can pass.
You.
Pass. You're welcome. Pass it back to your coach for a couple more questions. We'll be good to go. Is coach still with you?
Yeah. Moose.
Now they're calling the coach back, Nick.
Nice.
I love this. This is like our Nick. This is like a little bit of our like. You know, in person back in the day, radio recordings.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's what when we were live.
The boys were good. So we get, this was like Danny, Isaiah, and then Canary, Castillo. Was there a Brian in there too?
Brian.
Okay. Gotcha. I just want to, I'm going to put them on the website when we upload it. All right. Coach, final question. You know, I'd love to hear about some upcoming challenges. Obviously, the Merrimack Valley will be challenging all year.
You good with these guys? Sorry.
Yeah, we're good with the guys. Thanks, fellas. You know, final question is looking at the schedule. You know, obviously, the Merrimack Valley is going to be competitive, as it always is. Any more non-leaguers that we can see from Lawrence that's going to be a good barometer as far as the postseason goes?
I think next Sunday, day before MLK, we're playing in this showcase, and we're playing against Worcester North, who they're not in a lot of people's top whatever, but I think they're one of the top, you know, top 3 to 5 teams in the state. Worcester North is really good. They went 21-2 last year. I think they lost a couple games down. They went to a tournament down in Florida, and they went down there without their best player and battled. I think they lost 2 games in that. They play Newton North tonight, so you might hear about that. I think they have a chance to knock those guys, the number one team off. But they're going to be as good as anybody, that team. We travel to Brookline late in the year, who's good, who just beat, I think they beat BC High and someone else. That, you know, Johnny Williams just took over, the former Tech Boston coach, so they're doing a good job. Who else do we have non-league left? We're playing at Beverly again next Wednesday. That's won't count towards our record, but again, I think they're starting to get healthy again. I know they're not as healthy. They weren't as healthy this game. I think there's one more, but you know, we still got to play Central twice. We got to play Andover twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got to go to, we've got to play Haverhill, who's off to a good start. We have Methuen tonight, North Andover, who's, you know, gave Central a tough game the other night, and you know, who's good. You know, there's no easy nights, man. There's no easy nights in our schedule. You know, we still got to play BC High.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I try to make our non-league schedule as tough as it can be. You know, we've already played Brockton. We played a couple of those teams. So, I'm looking forward to it. I like to be challenged. I like to be battle-tested, you know, play different teams with different styles. And, you know, anything that gets you ready for the end of the year, you know, that's what is important. We're hoping that we can win our first league title under my tenure, and just continue to get better every day, man.
Yep. Well, Coach, we wish you and the boys, thanks for bringing them over, nothing but the best. And thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Good luck this week and beyond.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you for taking time of your day for me and my guys. And you guys, you know, have a happy new year. And we hope that hopefully we're talking again late in the year about good things.
In March. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Coach. All right, good luck.
All right, bud.
All right. Jesus Moore in the books up next, finishing up the show with our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report.
'Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nikash Mikukru back with our final segment of the day. We're going to give a little hockey action here, Nick. What do you think? Merrimack Valley hockey?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we did a lot of basketball. We
got one of the defending champs in this area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're still number one, by the way. Let's start right there. We're going to go to Hockey Night in Boston News for this. And they get their polls out as of January 2nd. And Tewksbury, your defending champs, hot, red hot, out of the gate, 5-0, number one, ahead of the team they beat in the final, Canton. Also 5-0, by the way. Silver Lake, Walpole, Duxbury, Plymouth South. It's like a south bracket here for the most part.
Yeah, exactly. That's who you're going through, Tewksbury. You run the gauntlet of South sectional teams.
Yeah, I think you got Algonquin and Tewksbury are the only non-South teams in this top 10. I mean,
the proof's in the pudding, too. Look at how far all those teams. What was, I want to say, 5 of the Elite Eight last year were out of the South section, you know?
Yep.
Even though the North section, the old North section, got the overall win with Tewksbury, yeah. But that South section's treacherous.
Our friends in Billerica, Shawsheen, for Division 4, are the number 5 ranked boys team in Division 4 at 4-1.
But they one loss to Rockport.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won their lone game of the week this past week, beating Methuen Our other friends in the Valley, 3-2. So they're the lone rep there in Division 4. Let's look at Division 3, see if we got any Valley teams in that one. Andrake at Tingsboro, co-op boys, 5-0, number nice. 9 out of 10, top 10. They had an 8-2 win against Northeast Regional and a 9-0 win against Peabody Saugus. So, excellent. Ripping and roaring this week.
Yeah.
The tune of 17-2.
Big time.
And
big time.
One. Who do we got in one, Nick? We got any friends from the Merrimack Valley in the top? We do. We have almost closing out the top 20, 18-19. Andover boys.
Okay.
Central Catholic boys.
Nice. Okay. Yep. I know Central Catholic's usually solid too. Yeah. Andover with Chris Kucher, who's been a frequent guest on the North Shore Sports Desk because he's a North Shore native. He's had a good run there.
Well, no, he...
Take that out. Sorry.
The former coach, Kucher. It seems like he's still there because he always talks about his friends from Randover on Facebook.
Take that back.
But you're on the right track. His team
I was
is,
not on the right track.
you're on the right track in terms of his team is in the poll, but it's the wrong team. The Malden Catholic team that he coaches is number 20. At 1-1-3, his former Andover team is 3-1-0 at 18, and in between them, you got Central Catholic at 3-3-1. Let's see, and then newcomers too. Andover and Malden Catholic are both newcomers to the top 20. Yep, That covered it. Yeah, that's all four, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's go over to the ladies, see if we get any strong Merrimack Valley representation. We'll start with Division 2. Andover's making its move in the top 10 after not being in there the previous week at 2-1-1, number 7. So it looks like the ladies, Duxbury and Canton, Nick, both have like top 10 teams, boys and girls.
Of course.
Hockey. Yep.
Sounds about right. The hockey hotbed over there.
And what was impressive to Hockey Night in Boston about Andover cracking the top 10? The only D2 program in its league. The Warriors' only loss is to Shrewsbury thus far. They traveled to Methuen-Tewksbury for a little Merrimack Valley matchup on Saturday. So look for that one. Let's go to Division 1. St. Mary's, as we talked about in the other show, number 1. HPNA, that's a Merrimack Valley team,
That's a Merrimack Valley and North Shore team. Haverhill, Pawtucket, North Andover.
Okay. Yep. They're number 6 in Division 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a tough top 10 to get into because there's a lot of teams in this tournament. I mean, in this bracket, right?
There is. Yeah. Division. It's only two divisions. This bracket's huge.
The girls from HPNA are 5-1-1. And let's see what they did. Anything cool? They had shutout wins over Hockomock Stars. What the heck is that? That's 7-0. Okay, must be like a co-op of Hockomock area teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat Newburyport 2-0 as well. So, finishing.
Stars, what?
Yeah, a couple of other Merrimack Valley teams, 9-10. Bill Rick at Chelmsford is at 9, 3-1-0. Methuen-Tewksbury at 10 at 4-1-0. What did they do? Bill Rick at Chelmsford. They had a big test Wednesday, the day before this recording comes out, against defending D2 champ Algonquin. And then Methuen-Tewksbury, they had wins over Framingham, 2-0. Central Catholic, big win, 3-1. They got Andover, like we said earlier, I think, on Saturday. All right, Nick, I think we can close out this show. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, first show in the books. Thanks to all sponsors, guest singular, and we'll look forward to another show. And we're here every week, msonewsports.com. Every Thursday, we're out the door in the morning. Look for us, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We have another show if you're interested in that too, North Shore Sports Desk. Call it a day.
Absolutely.
All right. See you next week, everybody. Right? Have a good one.